Deuteronomy chapter 8. This whole commandment that I command you today, you must carefully do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land that the Lord promised to your forefathers. Remember all the way the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, so that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commandments. He humbled you by letting you endure hunger and fed you with manna, which was unknown both to you and your forefathers. He did this to teach you that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. The clothes you were wearing did not wear out. Your feet did not swell these 40 years. Know in your heart that just as a man disciplines his son, so the Lord your God disciplines you. So keep the commandments of the Lord your God by walking in his ways and fearing him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land flowing with streams, springs, and underground waters seeping out into its valleys and hills, a land of wheat, barley, vines, fig trees, and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land where you will eat bread without scarcity, where you will not lack anything, a land whose stones are iron, and from whose hills you can dig copper. When you have eaten and are full, praise the Lord your God for the good land that he has given you. Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commands, regulations, and statutes that I am commanding you today. When you have eaten your fill, and have built good houses, and have lived in them, and when your herds and flocks have increased, and your silver and gold has multiplied, along with everything else you have, then your heart will become proud, and you will forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. He led you through the great and terrible wilderness with its poisonous snakes and scorpions and thirsty ground where there was no water. He brought water out of a flint rock for you. He fed you manna in the wilderness, which your forefathers had never known, so that he might humble and test you, and in the end to do you good. He did this so that you would not say in your heart, "My power and the strength of my hand have produced this wealth." Remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, so that he may confirm his covenant that he made by an oath to your forefathers, as it is to this day. If you ever forget the Lord your God and follow other gods, serving and worshiping them, I solemnly testify against you today that you will surely perish. Just like the nations the Lord is destroying before you, so you too will perish, because you would not obey the voice of the Lord your God.